Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC. Sweet Baby James Taylor and Eric Clapton, a couple of multi-platinum singers there on this date in 1996. James Taylor's greatest hits, which included that one right there, Carolina in My Mind, and Eric Clapton's album Unplug, were both certified multi-platinum, selling over 2 million copies each. Duke Ellington in there, too. A little satin doll, 9:36. It is Breakfast Radio for a Wednesday morning. And, well, Cheryl Burke will not be getting her three-peat on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. The professional stepper who won the last two seasons of the hit show was voted off last night with her celebrity partner actor Ian Ziering. That leaves just three couples to compete in next week's final. Joey Fatone and Kim Johnson, Layla Ali and Maxim Chermabosky, and Apollo Anton Ono and Julianne Hough. Now, when asked what he learned the most from his 9-week stay on Dancing with the Stars, a very humble Ziering replied, "I've learned how to dance," which is a great achievement. And he was looking a lot better than he had all season long. And on the studio lines with me this morning, once again, national dance champion Jeannie Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
And, well, hey, you know, Ian, he did pretty good this last go-around for him.
I actually think this was his strongest week.
Yes, it was.
His tango was beautiful. It was passionate. He brought that personality out of himself. I think the judges overall have been pretty hard on him. He was great. He really was. He came out and did the Elvis.
The Elvis thing was great.
Very theatrical. It was good.
He put that wig on, he cut loose, and he got himself three tens. So at least he went out on a high note.
I agree.
And he was very happy with himself and his performance there. And, well, Joey, let's move on to Joey now. What did you think of Joey's performance?
It was interesting. In the ballroom round, Apollo, of course, blew us away with his quick step.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. One of the best I think I've ever seen from a pro-am couple. They were matched so beautifully. The costume was great. It was just fantastic. And then it went Apollo, Layla, Ian, and then Joey.
Right.
And Carrie Ann said that Joey won the ballroom round.
I don't see how he did either.
In my opinion, he didn't. You know, it was a good routine. It was cute. It was a little Hollywood, and kind of unconventional. It was smooth, but it wasn't by any means my favorite.
I mean, Apollo set the bar right off the top.
Oh, definitely. And most definitely.
And then they started dishing out tens like they were
I think that, remember last year, as we get down to the finals, they want to be out of the picture. They want to be, you know, make the decision-making process, turn it over to the audience, and so they kind of dole those out, and it gets frustrating because you want them to be a little harder. I don't believe they were all as equally matched. Of course, Apollo had, you know, really, really set the bar high. Layla did look great. The costume choice was wonderful on her body. Her quick step was very smooth, and it was a good division. That was good. The Latin round, I didn't like Apollo's cha-cha. I have to say I'm usually in line with Len Goodman's comments. I thought the intro was too long. If you're that good of a dancer, why are you wasting time solo on the floor walking around? Get together and do it. And it was over the top with the sexy stuff.
Yeah,
it was too much.
Not enough content in that one either.
Not enough cha-cha.
I kept looking for the cha-cha-cha, and I couldn't find it in there. So.
Not enough cha-cha. I think Layla's cha-cha was beautiful. Good content. Very good job. She was so smooth and clean. It was sexy. She's lost some weight, if you
notice. Yeah, she has. Definitely
she
has.
Wonderful.
Okay, a little lull there. All right, that's pretty much everybody, isn't it?
I think it is. I think
it's
going to be a great final. We're gonna have a good time, and the audience needs to participate and vote because, as you can see, it kind of flips around. I mean, they have a lot of power.
Yes, indeed. It's coming down to the last episode next week. Of course, Cheryl won the second season of Dancing with the Stars with her celebrity partner, Drew Lacey. She repeated last year with Emmett Smith, but she's out of there.
Yep.
So next week it continues with the final three. The final three perform next Tuesday. With the results airing on Wednesday next week. So a little bit of a change, I guess, in the lineup on ABC next week.
So we'll be talking
So I guess we'll be talking Thursday. I'm just reading this right now.
Sounds good.
So that's what we'll do. Next Thursday we'll talk to you and see how it all plays out.
Sounds wonderful.
The latest gauge of the housing sector.